This morning, for a very short devotion, I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 23, and specifically verse 24, in light of our fathers. Proverbs 23, verse 24, states, "The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him." And you can see these children showing even at a young age the wisdom instilled in them by God through their fathers and mothers. And that is a great blessing. This proverb connects a father's disposition to the fruitfulness of their offspring. Notice the father's joy is not connected to how successful they are or how many things they have provided, nor is it connected to how many opportunities or experiences they have made accessible to their children, although some of these things can be very good. A father's joy in this proverb is directly tied to the spiritual outcome of their children. As they grow to be righteous, to be wise, do they follow after the Lord God? Now, this, of course, is not the only factor tied to a father's joy, but it is one focused on in this proverb. Father's joy should be also in leading and guiding their families. And if a child wanders from the Lord after receiving such instruction and the love and attention, that should not rob the father of that joy of leading their child. For we know that it is really the word of the Lord working upon their hearts and the conviction of the Holy Spirit that moves a child to believe upon the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Fathers are to provide the environment to nurture such a worldview, and their prayer, I'm sure, as every godly parent, is that they would come to know the Lord as Lord and Savior. But the joy of seeing their child walk in righteousness and wisdom, if they are apart from the Lord, is only withheld until, of course, the day in which they seek the grace of God. And I know that that would be an ongoing prayer of any parent. Let us read of this verse in its fuller context from Proverbs 23 and read verses 19 to 25. "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among the riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice." Here, clear instructions are provided by the father, by the parents, for the child to obey. And also there are consequences for disobedience laid out as well. The consequences in this proverb speaks of really poverty or a lack of well-being, the physical well-being in this life. And that is true. We see people wander and pursuing things of this world and quickly brought to poverty. So the child is encouraged to buy or to acquire, to bring forth truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. These acquired assets are not to be sold. They are not to be pawned off in order to buy vain pursuits. The relationship between the father and his child is really a scaled-down version of the relationship we believers have with our Heavenly Father. God has given us instructions. He has given us warnings. He has given us guidance. We are responsible in obeying them. To which end God is glorified, heaven rejoices, and we are promised riches beyond our imagination in the glory that God has prepared. And so as we honor fathers, not just on this day, but always, but our honoring is in a temporal sense in that our lives are finite, may we honor our fathers by growing in righteousness and wisdom, and let us seek to honor our Heavenly Father in the eternal by heeding his commands and honoring him with our whole being. May God richly bless each and every one who has come here this morning, and especially a blessing upon fathers.